So, this is a very, very interesting parsha. And besides the fact that it's my son's bar mitzvah parsha, 2 years ago he linked this parsha, Baruch Hashem. He gave us great nachas. He did beautifully well. Kinai Nahara. But also, this parsha has a lot of our foundation. This parsha is Leil Seder, and it's a very important parsha in the sense that it forms our very foundation as to who we are, and part of that foundation is the mitzvah of matzah, as the Torah tells us, "Ushmartem es hamatzos." In Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Torah tells us, Ushmartem es hamatzos, you shall guard the matzos, ki be'etzem hayom hazeh, for on this very day, hotzesi es tzivoseichem me'eretz Mitzrayim, I will have taken out your tzivoseichem, your legions, out of the land of Egypt, ushmartem es hayom hazeh, you shall guard this day, the Doroseichem, for your generations, as a chukas olam, as an eternal statute. And Rashi comes and helps us understand what does that mean, ushmartem es hamatzos. Meaning, typically, you would eat matzos. The idea is not to look at the matzah, the idea is to eat the matzah. So what does that mean, ushmartem es hamatzos, that you shall guard the matzos? Rashi comes and gives two explanations. The first is shelo yavo lidei chimutz, that they, the matzos, should not become leavened. They shouldn't become chametz. Mikan amru, from here the chachamim said, tofach, if this matzah was about to become large, was about to swell, tiltosh bitzone, she who is kneading this matzah should smooth it over bitzone with cold water to impede the leavening process. That's shemura matzah. We watch the matzah to ensure that it does not become leavened, it doesn't become chametz. And then Rashi continues. And Rashi tells us, based upon the statement of Rabbi Yoshia, Al tihi kore es hamatzos, do not read the word only as matzos, ela es hamitzvos, but rather also as mitzvos. Meaning, kederech she'ein machmitzin es hamatzos, just as people do not allow the matzah to become chametz, kach ein machmitzin es hamitzvos. So too, you should not delay in mitzvos. Ela imbo liyadcha, if the opportunity comes to fulfill a mitzvah, asei osa miyad, do it immediately with alacrity. It's a beautiful, beautiful pshat. But the statement of Rabbi Yoshia needs to be understood, especially in lieu of the first understanding of Rashi. Meaning, the first understanding of Rashi, shelo yavo lidei chimutz, that they should not become chametz. In other words, we retard the process. We slow down the process. We make sure that it does not rise. And then Rabbi Yoshia comes and says, indeed, that is a correct understanding of the pasuk. When the pasuk says, ushmartem es hamatzos, it means retard the process, slow down the process. But in addition to slowing down the process, speed it up as well. If you have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, do it with alacrity. How is it possible that the same pasuk, the same words, can mean two totally different, polar opposite ideas? On one hand, it's to slow, Rabbi Yoshia says, and he agrees with that, slow the process of chametz. But on the other hand, speed up a process. If you have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, do it with alacrity, do it with excitement. Al tachmitzena, imba liyodo, al tachmitzena. If it comes to you, do it immediately. So that idea needs clarification. And now let's focus our next two questions on two of the three makos that are spoken in this week's parsha. Rashi, the pasuk tells us in Perek Yud, Hashem says to Moshe, "Netei yadcha al shamayim, spread out your hand toward the shamayim, the heavens, v'choshech al eretz Mitzrayim, and there shall be darkness over the entire land of Egypt." Moshe does as he is told. He spreads his hands over the Shemayim. Vayihi choshech afela b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. And there was this choshech afela, this darkness of gloom that spread throughout the entire land of Egypt for 3 days. And Rashi comes and asks, what was the chachma? What was the wisdom? V'lama hevi aleihem choshech. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring darkness against the Egyptians? What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to accomplish? So says Rashi, Shehayu b'Yisrael ba'oso hador rishayim. There were among Israel of that generation wicked individuals. V'lohayu rotzim lotzeis who did not yearn, desire to leave Mitzrayim. Umesu bishloshes yimei afela. And they died during these days of darkness. Kedei shelo yiru mitzrim b'mapalosem, so that the Egyptians should not witness their downfall. V'yomru, and say, afheim lokim kamonu. They too are being smitten as we are. In order that the Egyptians should not equate their plight, their demise, their death to the Jewish death, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and made it that the Egyptians would not see the death of the Rishayim. Essentially, what we learn from the plague of Choshech is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wiped out all of the Rishayim, all of the evil people from the Jewish people during that 3 days, so that the Egyptians shouldn't come and say, "Ha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is destroying them as well." Now this Maimar Chazal is very difficult to digest. Let me explain. The Torah tells us when introducing Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayetze el Echov, he went out to his friends, Vayar b'Sivlosam, went out to his brothers, Vayar b'Sivlosam, he saw their suffering, Vayar ish Mitzri, he saw an Egyptian person hitting an Ivri, Vayifen ko vacho, he looked that way and this way, Vayar ki ein ish, he saw there wasn't a man, Vayach es ha-Mitzri, he hit this Egyptian, he killed him, vayitmenenu b'chol, and he hid him in the sand. And then the pasuk continues, vayetze bayom hasheni. He went out the second day, v'hine shnei anashim ivrim nitzim. Two Jews were fighting, one to another. Vayomer larasha, he said to the evil one, lama sakere echa. Why are you hitting your fellow? Why are you hitting another Jew? Vayomer, he said, Mi samcha li ish sar v'shofet oleinu? Who has made you a ruler, a judge over us? Are you going to kill us? Harakta, are you going to kill us as you've killed the Mitzri, the Egyptian? Moshe Rabbeinu, hearing those words from those Jewish people, Vayira, he became frightened. Chazal tells us, who were those Jewish people? Who was Rashi coming? Who was Moshe directing his statements of Vayomer L'Rosho Lama Sakariyecha to? He was directing his statements. Moshe Rabbeinu says the Torah was calling none other than Dasan Vaaviram, wicked, evil. It was Dasan Vaaviram who accosted Moshe Rabbeinu and said, who has made you a sarvish ofet olenu? Are you going to kill us as you killed that Egyptian? Moshe Rabbeinu was so frightened by their statement, he had to run away to Minyan. Dasan va'aviram, the Torah tells us, were rishayim, were evil people. And yet, in Parshas Korach, the Torah tells us, Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kahas ben Levi v'dasan va'aviram b'nei Eliav va'on ben Peles b'nei Reuven, that Korach and Dasan va'aviram and On, they got up before Moshe va'aron and they again accosted Moshe and Aaron. How is it possible that Dasan Vavira made it to the Midbar? How did they leave Egypt if they were Rishayim? Didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring the plague of Choshech so that the Rishayim should die and that the Egyptians shouldn't see the evil ones of the Jewish people dying as well? There wasn't anyone that was more evil than Dasan Vaaviram. They were the chief Rishayim. The Torah itself singles out Dasan Vaaviram as Rishayim. They are the nemesis of Moshe and Aaron. So how is it possible that they survived Choshech if the idea of Choshech was to destroy, to kill all of the evil ones? We know they survived because they were the ones that again opposed Moshe and Aaron in the uprising of Korach v'chol Adaso. And our last question. The Torah, in the beginning of this week's Parsha, tells us, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, come to Paro, because once again I'm going to harden his heart, ki ani hichparati es libo ve'ez leiv avodov, his heart and the heart of his servants, leman shisi ososai ele bekirbo, so that I shall place these signs of mine in his midst. And then the pasuk continues. And additionally, I'm going to harden his heart and place this sign before him, give him this makkah, this plague, uleman tisaper ba'aznei vincho ben bincha, in order that you shall tell over to your sons and your sons' sons, eis asher hisalalti b'mitzrayim, all that I have done with Mitzrayim, ve'es ososai, and my signs that I placed among them, v'idatem, that you will know, ki ani Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is setting up the next Makkah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, what I am going to do right now is going to show my gevura, is going to show my strength, this is going to be the plague that you will be telling over to your children and your children's children about how powerful and mighty I am. One might think that that would be the crescendo. That would be Makas Bechoros. After all, Makas Bechoros was in a league unto itself. That was the Avi Avos. That was the granddaddy of plagues of them all. It wasn't. That's not the plague that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was setting up for Moshe to tell your children and children's children until the end of time that you will know that I am Hashem. Rather, it's the plague of Arbe. Ki im ma'ein ata l'shalech es ami. For if you refuse to send forth my nation, hinani mevi machar arbe bigvulecha. I will bring arbe, locust, bigvulecha into your border. V'chisoes ein ha'aretz. It will cover the site of the land. V'ochal es yeser ha'pleita ha'nisheres lachem min abarad. And it will consume the remaining residue that was left by Barad, by hail. And it will consume all the trees that grow for you in the field. I'm not belittling such a makkah. Clearly it made the top 10. But to preempt the makkah with Uleman tisaper bozne bincho ben bincho as asher is halalti mitzrayim, in order that you will know that I am Hashem. Arbe, locust? How does that show the gvura, the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Indeed, in sheer physical strength, it doesn't necessarily show HaKadosh Baruch Hu's strength. To kill the firstborn shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's physical might. But that's not what we define as Gvura. We don't defy our might by how strong we are in the battlefield. That's not how a Jew defines his strength. Rather, Chazal teach us in the fourth chapter of Avos. Ezehu Gibor. Who is a Gibor? One who is Kovesh Es Yitzro. One who conquers his Yetzer Hara. One who's able to be Kovesh his Yetzer. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, that is what distinguishes man from animal. An animal is in the battlefield. There's a piece of meat. There's carcass. There's another animal in the pyramid. Two animals are going to fight till death, until they're able to secure their food. But an Adam, a human being, whose mission is supposed to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we have a neshama. Our gvura, our strength, is to conquer our midos ro'os, is to conquer our limitations, is to not give in to our yetzer hara. And if we're able to do that, then ultimately We personify Gvura. We emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the sign of real strength. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Paro and tells Paro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has determined that it's time for Klal Yisrael to leave Mitzrayim and to serve me in the Midbar. Paro looks at Moshe Rabbeinu and says, incredulously, Mi Hashem? Who is Hashem asher eshma bikolo? That I should listen to his voice, Lishaleach es Yisrael, to send Yisrael. Lo yadati es Hashem. I don't know this God. Paro just vilified. He attacked the authenticity of God. He told God, you are irrelevant. You don't exist. I don't know who you are. That's an affront to the honor of the creator of the world. Paro thinks he's God. To any person that is attacked, their prestige, their honor, they're gonna exact retribution. They're gonna look for revenge. You attacked my credibility? I'm gonna attack yours. God had an opportunity to destroy and wipe out Paro in stages or however he wished. In the plague of Arba, says Reb Zalman Sirotzkin, this plague, perhaps out of all, Paro was most frightened by. Because Paro understood that this plague had the opportunity, had the ability to come and destroy his entire infrastructure, his entire economy, because the Arba can multiply. And ultimately, it would destroy and wipe out all aspects of food in his land. Sheyada Paro is Teva HaArba. Paro knew the nature of locust. Sheim hu shoez man rab makom echad, if it would stay in one place for a long time, hu matil rabbe rivavos beitzim ba'adama, eggs would be produced. V'yotzin mehem dor chadash, and an entirely new generation would come from these eggs. V'ein misparlo, there's no way to quantify that. V'hu ochel es hayovol hachadash v'chol yerek hasomeach ba'adama, it would destroy his entire economy. And Paro was a bright man. He understood. If our economy is wiped out, we are wiped out. So what does he do? What does Paro do? Paro comes, Vayimaher Paro Likro Lemoshe Lo Aaron. He runs to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says, Chatasi, I've sinned. V'yoser mi'alai rak es hamaves hazeh. Please, daven to your God that he remove from me only this death. V'yetze mi'im paro, he left paro, v'yetar el Hashem davened. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? What should he have done? Shouldn't he have said, really? You're asking for a favor? HaKadosh Baruch Hu deserved to be punitive. Really? Aren't you the guy that said, Mi Hashem Asher Eshma Bikolecha? This would have been a perfect opportunity to exact revenge. Now you're calling? Now you're running to me? But that's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response. Rather, it's Vayavoch Hashem Ruach Yam Chazak Ma'od. Pyro asks, Moshe Davins, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds instantly, where he took a powerful west wind and he carried all of the Arbe and he brought it into the Yam Suf to the point, Lo Nirshar Arbe Echad B'chol Gvul Mitzrayim. No Arbe remained in the land of Mitzrayim. That is Gvura. That's strength. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe that it's going to be this Makkah. The Makkah that shows real Gvura, real strength, is Ezehu Givor HaKovesh Es Yitzro. What I want you telling your children, that which will resonate, that will truly be impactful to them, that will help them and enable them and inspire them to reach the greatest heights that a person can be, unlike the animal. The real way to be a gibor is to be kovesh your yetzer, to conquer your yetzer hara, your evil inclination. When you feel the need, the desire to get back at someone who wronged you, when you feel that I have control, it's at that point where you have to squash your yetzer. That is a true gibor. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu as a precursor to Arbe. It's going to be this sign that I want you to share with your children. This shows my strength. This shows my might. This is what I want you to tell my children, your children and grandchildren, is to be a real strong person, is to be someone who's able to conquer, who's able to limit, able to refrain, to hold back. But that's not always. However important it is to limit or to hold back, or to subdue yourself, there are times where you can't hold yourself back, where you shouldn't hold yourself back. And we actually learn this idea from none other than Dasan Va'aviram. And it was that ability to not hold himself back and to yearn for more that ultimately allowed them to be spared during the plague of Choshech. As the Torah tells us, the Torah tells us by the plague of Choshech, V'lama hevi aleihem Choshech, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring Choshech upon the Egyptians? Shehayu b'Yisrael ba'oso ador, because there were Yisraelim among that generation who are Rishayim. But Rashi adds in extra words that seem to be extraneous. Rashi says that there were two criterion to be destroyed in the plague of Choshech. One is that you had to be a Rasha, an evil person. But two is v'lohayu rotzim lases, that you didn't want to leave Mitzrayim. What Rashi is telling us is there were two aspects to being killed in the plague of Choshech. One, you had to be a Rasha, Shehayu b'Yisrael ba'oso hador rishayim. And two, is v'lohayu rotzim lotzes, who did not wish to leave. If you only had one of those criterion, you got a free pass out of Mitzrayim. Indeed, dasan va'aviram, they were rishayim, but they did not fit the criterion of not wanting to leave. You see, dasan va'aviram, they had unbridled aspirations for greatness. They were always yearning for something more. They didn't want to be stuck as slaves. They didn't want to be stuck in the land of Mitzrayim. They felt they were better than that. They aspired to reach the greatest heights of royalty, the greatest heights of power. They weren't someone or people who were kovesh, who conquered themselves. They were unbridled. Their understanding of a gibor is someone that has great aspirations. The opportunities exist. Opportunities lie to reach greatness. And we see that by Korach, by the uprising. Vaikalu al Moshe v'al Aaron, and they said, Kol ha'ida kulam kidoshim. Umadua tisna su'akal Hashem. Why are you only the leaders? We want positions of leadership. They might have been mistaken in how they went about it, but they weren't wrong in yearning for greatness. We can learn a tremendous lesson from Dasan Va'aviram that we shouldn't settle for simply being slaves. We shouldn't settle in whatever area of Yiddishkeit we find ourselves. We shouldn't settle for doing only a certain number of mitzvos, and beyond that, I'm not interested in accomplishing. Dasan Va'aviram always aspired for more. Indeed, how they went about it to attack Moshe and Aaron obviously was wrong. But ultimately, that is what got them out of Egypt, that they were not interested in staying. They wanted to leave. They wanted more. So yes, on one hand, we're taught a gibor, a strong person, is someone who is kovesh, his yetzer. But on the other hand, we see from Dasan Va'aviram, it's also important when it comes to mitzvos. To have aspirations, to want more. And in truth, it's so hard, it's so difficult to find that balance. On one hand, we're expected to conquer and to be in control, to have limits. Yet on the other hand, we're expected to yearn for more, to feel limitless. We're not limited. We're able to attain and to aspire to reach the greatest heights. That's the balance of life, and it's so tricky. But that's the message of Ushmartem es Hamatzos. On one hand, and this is what we teach our children on Leil Seder, this is the message. Ushmartem es Hamatzos. Children, you have to know that on one hand, it's ushmartem es hamatzos. You have to be controlled. You have to retard the process of leaven, of ensuring that it doesn't rise. There has to be a controlled environment. And that's the way we define gvura of strength, is being controlled, being limited. But on the other hand, Rabbi Yoshia tells us, it's ushmartem es hamitzvos. A mitzvah ba liyado. If a mitzvah comes to your hand, don't delay. Don't be grounded. Al tachmitzena. Run after it. Go for it. Aspire for more. That's the challenge of life. The challenge of life is summed up with ushmartem es hamatzos, is knowing that there's a time that we define a gibor as one who is kovesh, one who conquers, who limits, who suppresses. And then we're taught and we're told that we have to turn it from matzos to mitzvos. That when it comes to mitzvos, we have to have hasagos, aspirations for greatness, unbridled, unmitigated. A lack of control, if you will. We have to be shikur for mitzvos in Torah. We can't have any boundaries when it comes to mitzvos. We can't limit ourselves in accomplishing mitzvos. We can't say that we're not at that point. We are at that point. We have to reach and aspire for greatness. Each and every one of us could become like Moshe Rabbeinu. But we have to test the waters. We have to allow ourselves to expand and to rise. So indeed, there is a time to suppress. We have to suppress our yetzer hara. We have to suppress our need or our desire to exact revenge, retribution, to lash out, to accost, to attack. We have to act unlike an animal, but we have to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the ultimate sign of Gvura. But on the other hand, we can even learn from Dasan Va'aviram the need to aspire to leave Mitzrayim, to no longer be enslaved to Paro, but to be an Eved LaHashem, which means to attack and to advance and to aspire for greatness. And that's the message that we give to our children. Have a good night.